Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for listening. Today, three things to know about President Trump and the media. Plus, more winter storm travel problems, why a big bank is talking salaries, and what can happen when you stifle a sneeze. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, January 17th. So a quick thank you to our sponsor, Soul Organics. Soul Organics offers 100% organic sheets and bedding. So they're chemical-free and also fair trade certified. You can go to sleep really feeling good about the products and the company's mission. Of course, Soul Organics offers all different sizes and colors, and right now you can get a deal. Use the promo code ERICA20 to get 20% off your order plus free shipping. You'll also be supporting the show with your purchase. Find the Soul Organics button on thenewsworthy.com and use the code ERICA20. All right, you ready for the news? Let's do this. Today, the spotlight is on President Trump's relationship with news media. So, a few things here. First, expect one of the president's most outspoken Republican critics to condemn that relationship in a speech on the Senate floor today. NBC News reports Senator Jeff Flake is expected to criticize the president for calling media the, quote, enemy of the people, saying it's a dangerous phrase that actually came from a past Soviet dictator and has implications for journalists worldwide. But Fox News talked to others who say Senator Flake is just trying to put the spotlight on himself for either a 2020 run for president or a TV gig. Senator Flake is the guy from Arizona who will not be running for re-election this year. Also, Senator John McCain wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post today with the headline, "Mr. President, Stop Attacking the Press." This all comes on the same day President Trump has said he'll be giving out the, quote, fake news awards. He says it's meant to go to what he considers the most biased mainstream media. But we haven't heard any details about the whole thing, so it's not clear what may or may not actually happen with this today. It was already postponed once last week. More Steve Bannon news to tell you about. You know, the president's former advisor who used to work with Breitbart News? Well, the New York Times reports special counsel Robert Mueller subpoenaed Bannon to testify in front of a grand jury about that Russia investigation. It's looking into whether or not there are links between President Trump and Russia. The report says it could be a negotiating tactic, possibly to get Bannon to agree to a less formal interview with investigators, but we really don't know yet. Also of note, Bannon already testified yesterday, not in public, but in front of a House committee. They're also looking into that Russia thing. And when Bannon wouldn't answer questions there, the House also issued a subpoena. So that's two. Remember, a new book quoted Bannon being pretty critical of President Trump's inner circle, calling some people's actions treasonous. Bannon has said his quotes were mischaracterized, so we'll see what happens next. New California. That's the name of a new state a fairly organized group wants to form in the U.S. The group has committees and a council of representatives. CBS News reports they took the first steps yesterday in the process to split up California. It would separate many rural counties from the urban areas. The group says in about a year and a half, they'll be ready to fully engage with the state legislature about this. They say they don't like how the state is governed. Of course, there are plenty of obstacles that could get in the way before they could possibly become the 51st state. A big bank will be the first on Wall Street to look at and try to close pay gaps between men and women, as well as minorities. Bloomberg reports Citigroup is starting to measure the pay information and give raises where they're due, specifically for women and U.S. minorities or wherever else they find gaps. The company says women earned 99% of men's pay. Citigroup will also look at data and make changes in the U.K. and Germany. One possible reason this is all happening? The UK is actually requiring companies report gender pay data for all to see, starting this April. Ford sees electric in its future. Reuters reports the company will more than double its planned investment in electric cars to $11 billion, and it wants to have 40 hybrid or fully electric cars in its lineup by 2022. It was announced at the Detroit Auto Show going on this week, which, by the way, also named the 2018 Honda Accord the Car of the Year, the 2018 Volvo XC60 the SUV of the Year, and the Lincoln Navigator the 2018 Truck of the Year. All right, other things people may be talking about today, the weather and flight cancellations. Reuters reports hundreds of flights are canceled between yesterday and today because of a winter storm. And it's bringing it all. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the southeast and up the east coast. It's not as intense as the one earlier this month. That one caused thousands of flight problems. But still, travelers, be ready. File this under oddest story of the week. A man who basically held in a strong sneeze by closing his nose and mouth ended up rupturing part of his throat. So first of all, the AP reports he's okay and he's made a full recovery, and it's obviously a rare thing to happen, but it probably wasn't much fun. He lost his voice for a while and stayed in the hospital for a week. One doctor says when you sneeze, air comes out of you at 150 miles per hour. So his doctors now say try not to stop a strong sneeze. YouTube is cracking down and tightening up the rules. TechCrunch reports creators can't sign up to get ads and make some money through the partner program without at least 1,000 subscribers. And CNET says YouTube now promises more actual humans reviewing videos on its Elite Ads program to make sure they're appropriate. It's basically a way to make sure advertisers don't go running from the site. Remember, there were some controversial videos on YouTube recently, including one from a YouTube star, Logan Paul. Two of the biggest celebs just had their third child together. Kanye West and Kim Kardashian West just had their child through a surrogate. The baby girl was born on Monday. No word yet on the baby's name. She joins her brother Saint and sister North, who are 2 and 4 years old. And that's it. Thanks so much again for listening. And if you're not already, please be sure to subscribe on iTunes, thenewsworthy.com, or wherever you listen so you get notified about new episodes. If you want to read more about any of today's stories, all the links will be there for you on thenewsworthy.com. Click episodes and today's date to see them. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen and get in the know every weekday by 4 a.m. Eastern. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.